The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Here comes the rain again. Okay.
And we all know what that means.
But here comes Avalon HR into the studio this morning. Excited to have y'all back. We have Kirk Waters here, who is business development for the company. And one of my favorites, Stacey Oren, is here, who is HR and benefits manager. If anybody knows her stuff, if anybody's an expert, she is definitely. So I'm glad to see both of y'all here. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning. Good to be here.
So tell us what's happening in the HR world right now. I guess we're going through some transition of the seasons, school's back. Some folks are wrapping up their year because they've got the October, October schedule.
A lot of people's physical year actually starts in October. It's all over the place.
Right.
So yeah, there's a lot happening. We definitely back to school, transitioning a little out of our peak tourist season into a little more calm time here coming up with, you know, Labor Day fast approaching. And, you know, there's a lot happening. You know, the weather is definitely one. I saw the best TikTok the other day. It said, you know, when you hit that point in August where the humidity gets sucked out and you have lots of rain, you know what that means.
Yes.
Hurricanes. Yeah. So, you know, on that note, we've talked many times before about how we are prepared to run regardless of the weather. If we all get stranded at home, we are all set up and fully equipped and able to work from home. We're able to work remotely from just about anywhere. Last significant hurricane, I worked from the Lowe's parking lot every day.
Oh, my goodness.
I could get Wi-Fi. It worked. I went at 8 a.m., stayed till 10, went home, came back at lunch, worked 2 more hours, then came back.
In the parking lot?
In the parking lot of
Lowe's,
Stacey. And then came back and did it for an hour at the end of the day just to make sure everything was being taken care of. And because people, especially in times of emergency, people count on their pay.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing we cannot let slide. It's like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, we have a bit of a weather disturbance and you're not getting paid. And that's great, unless you need to evacuate, you need to get a hotel room,
right,
or any of those things. So
yeah, the expenses,
you know,
keep coming regardless. They don't care. The bills keep coming.
The mortgage company doesn't care that we had a hurricane.
Absolutely not. And so, you know, we are fully prepared to deal with those things. We watch it very closely. We have someone in our office who is our dedicated weather person. They keep an eye on the weather and let us know what's happening, what we need to plan for, and things like that. But so we've got that under control. I urge you as a business to do the same. You know, get your ducks in a row. And a lot of places, Kirk called me earlier this morning. We had someone that he's affiliated with get some bad news on their insurance rates. And they're like, hey, I think we need to talk. And so, you know, there is a lot happening right now. But, you know, if you are in a place where you're like, okay, I can breathe. The season's kind of wind down. Maybe I need to do something. You know, this is a great time to call us at 850-475-1555. Talk to Kirk or Chip.
Absolutely. And we encourage you not to wait, because, you know, a lot of people in our clients, they may say, you know, we're looking at making a change, but we want to get started with the beginning of the year.
Right.
Their accountants are encouraging to do it first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 80% of people looking are doing that. So let's engage now.
Right.
Let's go through the process, getting you a proposal, getting ready to make that transition. And then that way you're at the front of the line.
Mm-hmm.
We can meet with you now. And if you come to us in November or December, we're slammed. We're trying to get people onboarded so that they can be effective on the 1st of January. Let's do that now and kind of beat the rush that inevitably comes every single year in the fourth quarter.
And we're a lot closer to the end of the year than
sneaking up on us.
We're just three and a half months away.
And it will go fast. I mean, you know, today is the third day of school, and I feel like for some reason we've been in school for 3 months already. I'm so
you're probably not alone in that.
I'm so overwhelmed
when you get
and
the
lost.
School bus, you
yes,
get to.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah. So overwhelmed and lost. Yeah. But
and it's just a great way to start looking at your business for next year. Mm-hmm. You know, look at it. You're evaluating a lot of things.
Just doing an inventory in a way, yeah, of all the things, your systems, what you're doing, you're paying. And I would say let's talk about that too, because we're talking to Avalon HR. We have Kirk and Stacy here this morning. But tell us, maybe someone's not familiar with you, or maybe they've been on their own, their business is growing, and now they're getting overwhelmed by having to do payroll and they need some help. Talk about the services you do provide and what it means to be one of your clients.
Absolutely.
How you can help a small business.
We're a professional employer organization, PEO. A lot of people in our business don't know what PEO stands for, but it stands for professional employer organization. So what we're going to do is take care of those transactional things related to employees that takes those things off of a business owner's plate and gives them time back into their life. I had a client, prospect the other day was telling me, so all that you're telling me that everything you guys do is the stuff I do after work.
Yes. The stuff, the extra hours you're putting in.
Sure.
Or
so
at home. Yeah. Right.
So
but also when you take the example of a hurricane coming through, you're worried about your business, your facility, your site, your employee, those kinds of things. And to have to worry about payroll on top of that, knowing that's taking that somebody's
take
in the parking lot right now,
at Lowe's,
doing it for me.
Yeah. But you know, and that's just it. If you're focusing on your business, and this is going to sound nuts, but do you know how often payroll slips in the owner's mind?
Oh,
it seriously
absolutely
does.
Or payroll. You do the payroll and you didn't do your payroll taxes. We're seeing that.
Right.
Yeah.
But it sneaks up on you because time goes by and you're busy. Yep.
Well, you're worried about, you know, especially in a disaster. You're like, I've got to protect my business, my family, my stuff. And you're like, oh, wait, it's Wednesday.
Yes.
I've got to do payroll so these people get paid Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We will make every attempt to contact you in multiple ways. Okay. If we cannot, we are still going to pay your people based on your last payroll, and we will adjust it later. We are not going to let anybody go stranded without pay, get stuck. Like, we will work it out with you after the fact, but we're going to keep things going for you so you can focus on making your business secure, making your family secure, and whatever things that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And something that kind of leads into that I want to talk to a little bit about today. Is 1099 versus W-2s.
Oh, yes. That's so confusing sometimes.
It really, really is. And unfortunately, there's a local business that I frequent often. I've become friends with the owner. We talk all the time. And we had talked a few months ago about 1099 versus W-2 employees. And I kind of told her, I said, I really don't feel your employees are true 1099 employees. So I printed out the test that we talked about, that 21 questions, and I gave it to her. I said, look this over. This will give you some idea. And she's like, well, it was my accountant that suggested that I do the 1099s because that way, you know, she's not having to pay her portion of Medicare taxes and, you know, Social Security taxes and things like that. So at her accountant's advice, she brought people into her business as 1099 employees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of them was a young lady. Stopped in the other day. She's like, hey, I need you to look at this. She got a letter from the IRS that basically said, we have reason to believe you have misclassified this employee.
Well, let's stop for a second. Can you tell us what a 1099 is for those that maybe aren't familiar?
A 1099 is an independent contractor. And to be a true independent contractor, the business cannot set your hours. They do not carry any of your work comp, liability insurance. You can work your own schedule. You set your rate of pay. You have to provide your own supplies to work. And in this business, that's not even
possible,
a feasibility.
Right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's not even possible. And so she was like, but, you know, I've got this letter from the IRS. What do I do? And I was like, okay, this is how you handle this. So I walked her through that process, and I told her what had happened. She said, how do you think this happened? I said, I happen to know the employee that she got the letter on. I said, this is a young person. And I guarantee when she went to file her taxes, thinking she was getting money back and realized that she had to pay because 1099 employees are responsible for
still have to pay the taxes.
Right. Mm-hmm. All on their own. She probably freaked out. And given her age, I would say she probably had a parent that freaked out as well. And, you know, they're like, no, this shouldn't be right. She probably truly didn't understand what a 1099 employee was. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. The IRS puts that burden on you as the employer, not on the employee. They do not have the expectation to know if they meet that. You do as the employer. The penalties and everything associated come to the employer. This young lady's not going to be penalized because she had no idea.
Oh,
she's
gosh.
Still going to have to pay her tax burden.
So the responsibility is on the employer.
Right. Absolutely.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely.
And as with any time you get an assessment, let's call it, to make it nice, by the IRS, it's going to come with penalties and interest and, mm-hmm. and everything else. So that number escalates quickly.
Right. So, you know, all these people, we hear all the time, well, I've done it this way forever and, you know, it's not been a problem. Well, it's not a problem until it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Because, I mean, you can't, sooner or later, something is going to happen to make it a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I need to go back and talk to her and find out, you know, how the conversation went. But we talked to her about our services before, and she was still a little hesitant because she's like, are you positive they can't be 1099s? I'm like, girl, yes, I am. You know, I'm not just trying. If you don't go with us, that's fine. But do something else because this is not going to work for you.
Mm-hmm. And if you have questions, call us.
Right. We can talk you through it.
We can talk you through it. That's what we'll do, and we'll help you try and understand that.
Right.
It's really sad when you see a business because these types of things can take a business down.
Oh, gosh.
You know.
Because once you get into penalties and everything else, and ignorance is no excuse.
It's no excuse.
Absolutely not. I mean, you can help yourselves. And I tell people, anytime you're dealing with the IRS, be nice. They get yelled at. Think about this. Yeah. They get yelled at all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Most people who call the IRS are angry. They don't like the IRS to start with.
Right.
And they just go in with a crap attitude, and you can't do that. You know, I said be very apologetic, say, hey, can you help me work through this?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously I made a mistake. What can I do to correct this? You know, and they will help you if you take that approach. But if you go in all hateful, that'll be like, that's $16,000 in interest and penalties. Can you do anything about that? Absolutely not. Give us a check.
And we can't, if you're a client of ours, we have to give you that advice because we can't knowingly let that go.
Right.
You know, because
you're responsible too.
Yeah. And we don't pay, as a PEO, we don't pay 1099 employees.
Oh,
you know, that's
okay.
The owner's responsibility to pay the 1099 employees. We pay W-2 employees.
I see. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
So, I mean, we want to make sure that you've got your employees classified correctly because, you know, that's all going to be on you, on those 1099 employees if that happens. And we want to make sure that we're doing things above board.
Well, I've got some questions coming in from some of our listeners. So this one's on the 1099. So does the length of project matter for 1099? For instance, a 1 month job to paint our offices by a person working at night, moonlighting from regular employees.
Now, it doesn't matter how long. The 1099 employee, you can use them for a day, a month, a year, as long as they meet the true criteria of a 1099, meaning you're not sitting their hours, you're not providing them with the paint and the supplies to paint.
They're bringing it all on their own.
They're bringing it on. They gave you a rate. You didn't give them a rate. There's an agreed-upon contract rate, and they do it on their own time. You can't say you have to be here from 9 to 2 every day painting because that's not...
Because
that's an employee.
A part-time employee on a W-2, right?
If you are dictating work, then you do not have a 1099 employee.
Okay.
And if you're contracting, I mean, you had Jonathan on earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, if he goes into a business and he's redoing their floors, well, he's not a 1099 employee. He's a contractor. He's providing a service. He's a business. Same thing with this person that's painting. I mean, if they have a business, and yes, they may be moonlighting from another job.
Right.
But they're providing a service. And if they have a business license and if they have, you know, they're a legal entity, then no, it's not a 1099 and it's not a W-2. They're just someone you're contracting with to do the work.
Oh, and that's a whole another category,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. If they have a painting business on the side or whatever, and you pay that painting business, that's fine. Even if it's your own employee.
Right.
Okay? That's perfectly fine.
But the onus falls on that person to eventually take care of the tax end.
Correct.
Right?
In whatever manner. Right. Yes. Okay.
And the contractor, they declare their revenues, just like we do. We declare our revenues, and, you know, it's...
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. We're talking with our friends at Avalon HR. Kirk Waters is here, Stacey Oren. And if you have a question, text it in, 850-437-1620. They've got the answers. They're our experts this morning. And we do have another question, back to a previous topic a little bit. Sure. Do they provide workman's comp coverage? We have not had any claims in 8 years, but this insurance still seems expensive. Can you save clients' insurance costs?
We do provide workers' compensation insurance. We have a master plan, and we have several different different options depending on what your business actually does. The state of Florida, you know, sets the workers' comp rates. There is at times ways that we can look at those rates and perhaps save a little bit of money, but the state of Florida comes out with those rates every year for whatever classification and code that it is. Be careful about not having workers' compensation if you're required to. And if you don't know if you're required to, again, give us a call. We'll go through that with you and let you know if your business is required to have. I talked to a gentleman today that's a consultant. He said, I'm looking at putting you through, through you guys, we don't have to have workers' compensation, right? Well, he's right, because he's a two-person company. Mm-hmm. And the laws say, and because he's a consultant, he's not in construction or something,
right. He's
not required to have workers' compensation on his...
And the owner can be exempt.
Exempt, right.
So,
so if he breaks his thumb on the keyboard, that doesn't count.
Right.
No, that does not count.
Just kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding.
So, but if you have questions, give us a call, 850-475-1555. We will go through that with you and let you know if you're required to have workers' comp.
It is expensive. I mean, work comp is probably one of our greatest expenses, hands down, right? So to kind of direct what they're saying, yes, we could probably save you money because you've got one policy all on your own. And we only charge the work comp premiums based off actual wages and dollars paid. So where you may be paying a flat $10,000 a year for that policy and never having a claim, well, we're only going to charge you on the wages. And if you do have a claim, we manage that for you. Like, we're responsible for the management. And right. I think I was talking we had a client that received some bills for a work comp accident and paid them. Never, ever, ever, because we manage that. We have reduced contracted rates where that $3,000 ambulance bill they paid, it might have only cost us $600. Because we have, you know, our carriers, there's negotiated rates
right,
for all
everything.
These
yeah.
things,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So, yes, there's a good chance that we can save you money. If you're paying for a blanket policy, you know, whereas coming into ours, it could be, based on the wages, it could be significantly cheaper through the year. And included in all of that, you know, with our services, that's one thing, kind of wrapping it all back in, with your admin fee, that you're charged. We do not charge for onboarding employees. We do not charge for W-2 production. Everything we do is inclusive. That admin fee is inclusive of all of our services. HR services, our tax managers available to you. You know, your payroll, we produce the W-2s. We handle any unemployment claims. We handle any work comp issues. All of that comes under us. So when you really look at it, it's not a bad deal at all. Like I delivered some paychecks to a client last week because the client had a little issue, and you know, they're like, hey, and I was the one available at the moment. So I was like, hey, I got it. I got you. And when I got there, he was like, thank you so much. He's like, you guys truly are my easy button.
Right.
Oh, nice. What a nice compliment.
They had a new POS system and they were not. It was the first time they tried
to point of sale.
Yeah.
Yes.
So they
I just have to clarify the acronyms.
Yeah, that's right. That's a double acronym. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
In this case, it was both fit because they couldn't get it to pull every information
just
correctly.
To clarify. Yeah.
So because they were having issues, they couldn't get the time to us for us to pay the employees. So we did it. You know, we got everything handled, and Stacy took their checks out there to them at 1:30 in the afternoon. You know, and the client was absolutely.
Yeah, he's like, you guys are my easy button. He's like, who else, would have done this? Who else could I? And that's the thing with being a local PEO.
I was going to say, and a boutique style PEO where we can do things on the fly. We don't have to go through five levels to get approval to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are all right there together in the office. So it doesn't matter where you are. We're all right there, and we can make those decisions quickly and react very quickly. Whereas, you know, sometimes when you use somebody that's much larger,
well, they get
there's
caught up
so
in the red
much
tape.
Red tape
yeah,
trying to get
yeah.
something approved. And you've got one person saying yes and another person saying no. You know, everything is right here with Avalon, and we're able to respond very, very
quickly.
And all
the department heads, we have our own autonomy to make decisions on the fly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it is in the best interest of our client, our customer, then we can make that decision right there and say, yeah, absolutely, we will do that. And then, you know, we just go, hey, this is the situation. You know, this is what we need to do. And it's always, okay, let's do it. And so, you know, I think that's important because, you know, we were there. And like Kirk said, we can make that decision for you immediately. We'll have to wait days or weeks. You're going to get an immediate decision. And every once in a while, if it's a super big decision, it may be like, hey, let me call you back in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll let you know. But you're going to get a decision. And, you know, we're local. We're at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola. Stop by and talk to us. We just got new floors to the office.
Oh, you want
to stop
great.
By
wow.
and take a okay. look at the new floors.
Looking swanky over at Avalon.
We are looking all swanky.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Well, you know, I was speaking with a prospect that's up the road from us a couple weeks ago, and he was saying that the provider that he was using locally, he couldn't go to their office.
Oh, that's probably not good.
And even to get there, you had to have a special card to get to that floor on the elevator. He said, you know, can I walk into your office? I said, you can walk. You can come right down the hill. We're right down the road from him. I said, come down the hill, walk in the front door. We'll answer any question you have. He said, that means a lot to me to be able to do that. I said, well, come on. Just come in and introduce yourself so you'll know, you know, before we hopefully bring you on as a client.
Well, that local accessibility does make all the difference.
Right.
Right. And even being local, if you have a remote employee in another state, that is not a problem. We are licensed now in about, 20...
Yeah, and we've been licensed
in
a lot more that we're not currently. But
interesting. That's
but,
good
know,
to know.
A lot of clients in Texas and California and
Nevada.
The Carolinas and Nevada.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all over the country. So regardless of where you have employees, we can help you.
There's
a lot of people that local doesn't matter to them. We just want great service.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing you're going to get with Avalon right. HR is the service. The live person answering the phone. You know, you're not going to get stuck into a voicemail system where you don't know or you're transferred 8 times. You call Avalon HR, you're going to get an answer the first time you call.
Right.
And a real person's going to answer the phone.
That's huge
today. You know, with remote employees, that may be something as a business owner, you know, you may be sitting here listening right now and go, oh, wait, I do have a remote employee in North Carolina and I've not done anything different. Well, you need to. You're required right. to register with the state. The unemployment taxes go to North Carolina. There's a bunch of different things. And by coming with us and us being registered in those states, we're already filing the unemployment in that state. We're already doing business in that state. So you don't have to take on any of that. And most of these states require a fee to do business in, to get a license. And some of them can be quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you've got someone out there, you have to follow the employment rules of that state. If there's a state unemployment tax, it has to be submitted to that state. There's just a lot of different factors.
Yep.
And, you know, so we would love to talk to you and, you know, see if we're a fit for you. Kirk and Chip are our
always available
sales yep. duo. And
call the office. If we're not there, they'll give you our cell phone. You can call us there or we'll call you back. And truly, I mean, I loved what Mike said the other day to Stacy. He said, you guys are my easy button. All I have to do is pick up the phone and it gets handled. And that's not the way it was with his previous provider, which was a national company. He had a hard time getting a hold of people. And, you know, it was a great review, you know, personally to say you guys make everything easy.
Well, you're about relationships.
Yep.
And you have integrity. And so that longstanding, been in this market a long time, been in the state a long time. But I think it's great that you have that knowledge because right now things are changing so rapidly.
Very rapidly.
Especially recently with some of the legislation that's come down in terms of tips, no tips, all that good
we're
stuff.
Working.
I mean,
yeah,
I didn't want to open up that can of worms.
Again,
somebody's got to keep
up. We've only got a minute left, man.
I know, but somebody's got to keep up with it. And if I'm an employer and I'm running a restaurant, it's going to be tough.
And why do you want to do that?
Right.
You know, you're trying to take care of your customers. You're trying to build your
That's
revenue.
Right.
You're trying to maintain your costs. You don't need to be dealing with all these things that you can. As a great mentor of mine used to say, do what you do best and outsource the rest. And you need to outsource employee issues to Avalon HR.
So I do need a cleaning lady for my house.
There you
Absolutely.
Go. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Outsourcing. I love it.
We could probably refer you to somebody.
Oh, yeah, probably can. All right, we're down to our final minute or so. Give us your contact info, how people can read, what your hours are, so how people can reach
AvalonHR.com. Our business hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. That's when we're always going to be answering the phone. We're accessible after that. 850-475-1555.
All right. It's been a pleasure talking with Kirk Waters and Stacey Oren with Avalon HR. Again, that phone number and website.
850-475-1555, AvalonHR.com.
All right. Thanks, y'all, so much for coming in. It's a great show. Really appreciate you
and all you do for our local businesses.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We will be back with you in just a few minutes right after the news at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.